Jax was out washing paintbrushes on the back porch when Astrid got home, pouring water from an antique bottle onto the bristles, letting the red-brown liquid spatter down onto a pile of stones. His expression was guarded. "What are you doing?" She was so tired that the unfamiliar pumps she'd worn to the restaurant felt like leg-hold traps. Her purse weighed 50 pounds. He set the bottle aside. "Working on a painting. The gallery thing looks like it might come through." "But you're guiding tomorrow." "I couldn't sleep if I wanted to. Sahara's careening around upstairs in a dither about where you got to." "God," she slumped. "You two fighting?" "I'm the one who's going to be Mrs. Sky one day," Astrid said. "Old, broke, alone. Your kids will be wangling this house out from under me." Jax wiped his hands on his shirt. "You know better. I have to get cracking if I want a family." "What's wrong with..." He made a vague gesture encompassing the house. "Sahara's only here until she finds someone interesting. Ma won't live forever, and you..." "What about me?" "You'll marry some art promoter and move to Paris." "Where I'll blend in perfectly with the intelligentsia, no doubt." He rubbed his nose, smearing it with paint juice. "You're not doomed to solitude." "When's my life going to start, Jax? Am I ever going to stop existing in bits of Albert's past?" He kissed her. There was nothing gentle or hesitant about it. His lips met hers with all of Jack's characteristic directness. Crackling with the passion he kept bottled so tightly, the contact was sudden and startling. She kissed back, barely knowing why. When they broke, they were forehead to forehead, gasping. "We're brothers," she managed. "Barely in-laws." He took her face in his hands. And Astrid responded. She wanted Sahara, but as her hands twined in his hair, she threw herself into the embrace. She clung to the solidity of Jax, the unmoving, never-leave-her presence of him. Heat burned up from her belly, and she met his tongue with hers, pulling his shirt with tight fists. When he fastened his teeth on her earlobe, she groaned. He reached back and up, accidentally catching her coiled earrings on his sleeve, tugging them for a quick, painful instant as he unlatched the door. "She'll hear us," she whispered. A painful pause. They couldn't, not out here. "Windows," Jack said, leading her to his studio. They slid between the tall panes and into the basement. Groping and necking, they worked their way down the hallway to Jack's room, falling onto his thin mattress. Astrid was yanking his shirt, socks, wristwatch, scrabbling at the garments with her fingers and teeth. She had him half-stripped before he'd gotten a hand inside her dress. "You're not going to be alone," Jack said hoarsely, his thumb brushing her nipple. Astrid felt tears threaten and raised herself to his mouth again. Upstairs, she could hear Sahara's tread bumping on the wood floors as they fumbled with nylons and condoms. Jack's hands were everywhere, but it was his eyes that were feeding the flood inside Astrid, an intense gaze she had seen on him 1,000 times since the days of Dad and Olive's whirlwind courtship. Jack's face with nothing but Astrid in it, and why hadn't she taken him seriously? Now he was sliding against her, inside her, and she drew him deeper as with every thrust he whispered the things she needed to hear. "I'm here. I'm staying." His love, naked at last, and Astrid battered it against herself, driving onto Jack's, trying to shove him through the sealed door to her heart. Then, as quickly as it had begun, it was ending, their breath coming short, the emotion discharging like bursts of lightning. Stifling a moan, Jax fell beside her on the pillows, his breath warming her cheek. "I love you," he said. His bones felt like knobs through his skin. She kissed him hard, pulling him close. She woke to find Jax sitting up, nestled in pillows, with one hand caught in hers. With his free hand, he was pushing a line of acrylic paint along the wall with the bristles of a worn-out paintbrush. Random patterns covered the wall in red and gold, as far as his arm could reach. She sighed and stretched, shifting her weight off his leg. "You must be squashed." He nodded, kept painting. "Why don't you push me off? You have to go to work soon." Another swift, affirmative jerk of the head. "He thinks I'll have regret," she thought, and shook herself awake. "That's too bad," she said, and kissed him. Gratified surprise broke across his face. The resistance in him gave like a breaking dam, and Astrid threw herself against his lips, telling herself how it could be. Marriage and kids and trips to art galleries on the weekends. And chanting, of course, shared secrets. Jax lifted and turned her. She curled against him, and then he wobbled. Instead of joining, they rolled off the bed, fetching up against the closet door. Astrid banged her head on the knob. "What happened?" "My leg's asleep. couldn't take our weight. His face darkened. This isn't what you want. Don't. I'm lucky to have you, Jax. I'm glad. He stood, rocking the pins and needles out of his leg. His face contorted, and his erection drew in on itself. Jax, he grabbed up a bundle of clothes. I can't be late. Jax, it'll work out. Will it? His voice was strained. Is that what she'll say? She? Your romance consultant. Sahara doesn't care who I... The word snagged in her throat like fish hooks. Who I end up with? Who you love? He vanished into the hall. Sahara won't care, Astrid repeated. It was true. Sahara wouldn't, didn't care. Her sinuses tickled unexpectedly. Her eyes watered. I'm in love, she said slowly, trying it out. She kicked her legs free of Jack's tumbled sheets. Tried to, anyway, but they wouldn't come loose. She grabbed the knob of the locked closet door, levering herself upright and triggering a sudden memory of her father. If you ever have to run for it, Bundle, don't hesitate. Leave it all behind and go. She had answered, I'll never run, never leave Ma. You shouldn't have picked me. She jerked away from it as it burned and the door bounced open. I'm in love, Sahara, she said, rehearsing the words. I'm in love with... Sahara, I'm... She stepped into the closet, breaking through cobwebs, shivering at the cold touch of the concrete floor. There was a small box on the floor in the back corner. Another chantment? No. Astrid groped for it, struggling with its dusty latch. Inside were two piles of $20 bills. Had Albert squirreled this away? She flipped through the bills, thinking there might be a note, an explanation. Nothing, just more mystery. I'm in love with Sahara, Astrid whispered. In all these years, she had never said it aloud. What was she going to do now?